In the words of Dr. Greenberg, pneumococcal disease is fascinating and complex because infection with Streptococcus pneumoniae bacteria can lead to a wide range of clinical manifestations. Non-invasive disease occurs due to the local spread of bacteria from the nasopharynx, like acute otitis media and sinusitis. Invasive disease occurs when the bacteria spread to normally sterile fluids, like the blood, cerebrospinal, pleural, or synovial fluids, leading to infections such as meningitis and bacteremia. Pneumococcal pneumonia can be classified as either non-invasive or non-bacteremic, or invasive or bacteremic disease. Most cases of pneumococcal pneumonia are non-bacteremic pneumococcal pneumonia. Of all cases of pneumococcal pneumonia, only 10 to 30% are classified as invasive or bacteremic pneumococcal pneumonia. Although otitis media is the most common manifestation of pneumococcal disease, as Dr. Greenberg explains, pneumococcal pneumonia has the greatest impact on morbidity and mortality worldwide, especially in children and older adults. There are many factors associated with an increased risk of pneumococcal disease. These include environmental or societal factors, lifestyle factors, and host factors which relate to the clinical status of an individual. Age impacts prevalence, with invasive pneumococcal disease being more prevalent in children aged under 2 years and in adults aged 65 years and older. As Dr. Greenberg highlights, what we also have to remember is that improvements in healthcare have resulted in an increased lifespan. This has led to an increased number of people living with chronic medical conditions. The presence of chronic conditions like diabetes, chronic heart, or chronic lung disease increases the risk of invasive pneumococcal disease. The risk is even higher in those with immunocompromising conditions such as HIV and cancer.